Rest of us, if you have your Bibles, you can open to the book of Nehemiah. And I started looking at Nehemiah last week as an example of leadership. And today we're going to carry on going through Nehemiah. And read several passages of scripture and make several points. But each point is going to be short. Leadership lessons we can see in Nehemiah. And we can build our lives the same way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, we ask you to open our ears. We also open our hearts. We want our hearts to receive your word today. Help us to hear it. Help us to treasure it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Nehemiah 1, verse 6 and 7.
Efa nanao izay ratsy indrindra taminao izahay ka tsy nitandrina ny didy na ny lalàna na ny fitsipika izay nandidinao an'i Mosesy mpanomponao.
My first point I already made last week is that a leader takes personal responsibility.
Ny teboka voalohany izay efa niteneniko tamin'ny herinandro dia ny mpitarika dia mandray andraikitra manokana.
Loads of people in our society, many of them have no desire to take responsibility. Always making some excuse. It was the weather. It was the traffic. It was the other guy who cheated me. It was my wife. You're always blaming someone else. And Nehemiah could have done that. He could have looked at Israel's problems and said it's their fault. You could look at Madagascar's problems and say it's somebody else's fault. You could say it's the colonials, the French. You could say it's just bad luck. But Nehemiah doesn't do that. He says, even my father's house is guilty. He says, this situation we're in, I'm also responsible. So if you want to be a strong leader, you've got to learn to take responsibility for things. Then in verse
11, Miai nun fava când panumpnau, sin fava când ne panumpnau reeta, zai fali amni fata ura na nenaranau, ari ambin na nen panumpnau aniu, ari au ca az fam drapuio imasuniu leila iu au fa tunda ca po când panzacau.
So in verse 11, he prays with faith.
Those
who know their God will be strong.
If you want
to lead from a place of strength, you have to know who God is.
And
God is a God who honors His word.
He
keeps His promise.
And
so He had promised Israel blessing.
And
so right after confessing his failure, Nehemiah confesses his failure, he confesses Israel's failure. But then he rises up with faith in God. And he says, now will you bless us and give us success? He doesn't sit there feeling sorry for himself and feeling helpless. A strong leader doesn't sit feeling sorry for themselves and feeling helpless. A strong leader is strong because God is strong on his behalf. And Nehemiah knew if he turns to God and repents, then God is going to come and bless him. Not because he's worthy of that blessing, just because God promised it.
And
God keeps his word. So even after we failed, we can still have an expectation of God's blessing. Because he says, if you come back to me and you walk with me, I'm going to bless you. His blessing isn't based on your past. His blessing is based on His promise. And so a strong leader looks at Jesus and says, Jesus has won for me the blessing of God. So if I admit my failure, I take responsibility for where I am in life, but I still have an expectation that I can move forwards with God. Some of you are sitting in this room and you have messed up in different areas of your lives. And you can sit and feel sorry for yourself and go nowhere. Or you can own up to God and say, I'm responsible. You can turn to God and repent of your sin. And because of Jesus, you can have a full expectation that God can lead you into success. The gospel is better than people. People are always remembering the past. And God's saying you can leave it behind and go forwards into success with Him. Only leave it behind. Don't carry on in the sin.
Start
to build the kingdom things. Nehemiah had full intention to build the wall of Jerusalem for the glory of God.
And
when you turn to God and say, I want to use my life to build something for your glory, you can pray with faith, God, give me success and expect it. Thirdly, in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1 and
2, Nisana tam tona faropulu nanjakani arkaterserses rateoan loni nitvai de nuraisku ka natultrun panzak fa voizai av numba nalayel teoanatrean de win panzaka tamku naonan malayel tare nau kanefa tsmarartsin tsizavatra af sofa alayel pufutsin.
The third thing we see about a godly leader is that he has credibility with those around him. Nehemiah represents the Christian working for the unsaved boss. But because Nehemiah worked with such excellence, and he had such a good attitude, he says, I had never been sad, I had never been a downcast worker in the presence of my boss. So he never grumbled. He never complained. He always came to work on time with a happy face. He served his king. And it wasn't even his king, it was the king, a boss, basically someone who didn't even worship his God.
But
he served him so well that one day, when something finally was serious and he looked sad, his boss said, I've never seen you look like this. What can I do to help you? If you're going to lead, you need to have an excellent testimony in the marketplace. As a Christian, unsaved people should look at your work ethic and say it's amazing. So that's the third thing. A good testimony in the marketplace. Fourthly, let's look at verse 12 to 16.
And though Zerevatsikan and Dinya farumbe ful katam fayen number ful. Arn futam nyalau a deizausni ulumbiti a Mumbai. Nevatsini sulan lazak say. Natsindrinandriamanitra ny foko atao an'i Jerosalema ary tsy nisy biby netiko afa tsy ilain'ny tengenako ihany dia nandeha alina aho ka nivoaka tamin'ny vavahady makany amin'ny loasa tandrifon'ny loasan'ny dragona sy tamin'ny vavahadiny jezika ka nizaha ny mandan'i Jerosalema izay efa rava sy ny vavahadiny izay efa levin'ny afo dia nakany amin'ny vavahadin-doha rano sy ny farin'ny mpanjaka koa aho nefa tsy nisy lalana azon'ilay biby ny tangenako nale akory dia niakatra teo amin'ny loasahandrika aho tamin'ny alina ka nizahany manda dia nitodika ka niditra tamin'ny vavahady makany amin'ny loasa de niverina. Nefa ireo mpanapaka tsy nahalala izay naleoko na izay nataoko fa hatramin'izay dia tsy mbola nolazaiko tamin'ny Jiosy izany na tamin'ny mpisorona na tamin'ny manakaja na tamin'ny mpanapaka na tamin'ny vahoaka sisa izay nanao ny asa.
The fourth thing about good leadership is you learn who to talk to.
Ary ny zavatra fahaefatra amin'ilay hoe mpitarika tsara, fitariana tsara, dia hoe mila mianatra ianao hoe iza ny tokony iresahana.
If God's given you a vision and a calling,
raha omen'Andriamanitra viny ianao na antso,
you don't run around blabbing and telling everybody.
Tsy mandeha mihazakazaka eny ianao dia miboredika mitantara amin'ny vahoaka rehetrarehetra eny.
Too many guys like, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that.
Be da be mintsy ny olona mitena za zao anao an'izao, za anao an'izao, za ho lasa zao.
I'm going to be the next prophet, I'm going to be the next president.
Za zao no ho lasa president manaraka, za zao azo tombony amin'izao.
Too much talk and too little substance.
Tena hoe be resaka be loatra ary tena kely loatra ny zavatra atao.
Instead, Nehemiah was careful because he's been entrusted with a mission from God. And so he chooses a few people. And he takes a few men with him when he goes to spy out this work. So it's strategic. He's selecting his allies. He says he hasn't even told the priests and the nobles and the other guys who are going to do the work. He knew he would have to tell them. But he's choosing the timing. And he's first doing the homework. He's doing the behind the scenes preparations. If you're
going
to lead, you have to learn to keep secrets in the right way. To honor confidential things. Sometimes someone comes to you and shares something. You don't get to tell your friend what they said to you. You learn to handle private matters privately. Some of you have told me something that you did.
It's
part of my mission from God to care for that, to steward it well.
I don't
just go and tell everybody. But if I know it can help you, I will in confidence share it with my wife or with one of the elders. But not with anyone else. A leader has discernment in who they talk to. Who you bring into the secret things. Don't share it with everyone. So we're up to number four. That was firstly, a leader takes personal responsibility. Secondly, he has faith in God. Thirdly, he has a good testimony in the marketplace. Fourthly, he knows how to honor confidences and keep secrets. And
confidențial.
And fifthly,
arfa adimia,
when it's time to speak,
revatung în ftona tu când itenenen.
He knows how to communicate.
De ain țara iancun im fam presac.
We need to work on this one. Number five is very important.
Mila miana tane am tici că le fa adimiu tena savate pe minți.
You see, when it comes to leading people,
itenare revawe reza ca fitariana ul andresan.
We have to develop skill in envisioning them.
Te milți că manite te fa aizana mandefa vina macanem tsareu.
See, I could pull out a whip.
Ava ca vei macatsampia.
And I could lead from the back and beat you, drive you in like an animal, drive you forwards.
De ava ca fatorina cum manuskia nou ande macanelu otandele manuskia pibre.
I know pastors who lead like that.
Sama fatata pasteram tarkio tsana.
If you don't come to pray next week, you're going to go to hell.
Ratstungam fava knarau am nernandu te wane am nelu.
If you don't come on Sunday afternoon next week, you're probably not a Christian.
Ratstung nareu am nialadi am nerni anruania am tulakano tikianse. It's Christian nazi.
If you don't join the prayer time, you're not part of this church.
Rauat narokat stunga mamunz fivrim bava kate tani santi fengunanti.
You're probably not even saved.
Angamba metzumbula vofunza kuras nareu.
And you beat a person until they do what you want.
Teve lesna vatorina leula manda panoni anzavata tina watau.
But that's not how Jesus led, and it's not how a godly leader leads.
Arts tak sane nefan nuni tarianze so se artsotran kun fitariani ptarke arakan andremant.
And the husband that has to say to his wife, go to the kitchen and cook.
Ardo fat le laza milam tene am fat nu e mandana makan andaku side mandroin sakaf.
He's not leading very well.
Tetsum tarke tsar san.
See, people need to be won over.
Ni ulla zan milo e bab no means
so that they own the vision for themselves.
Am say rice no one as manuka na kule fin.
And so you have to get them excited about doing that thing God wants them to do.
Atemila zana tono mienta nenta nize anoan lezavata tinandre mantra waton.
And they must see for themselves the value in it.
Arte is tenan minsa mila maitan lanzan zani wanatan zani.
Now I actually don't know how Nehemiah did that.
Teno, it's fun that once now one of them banana over Nehemiah zani.
Look at verse 16 to 18.
Te revan gene ndin fa yen nambe ful katam fa falambe ful e. Nef reopanapaka tsina lalan'izay nalehako na izay nataoko fa hatramin'izay dia tsy mbola nolazaiko tamin'ny jiosy izany na tamin'ny mpisorona na tamin'ny manakaja na tamin'ny mpanapaka na tamin'ny vahoaka sisa izay nanao ny asa ary hoy izaho taminy ianareo mahita ny fahoritsika fa ravy Jerosalema ary nodoran'ny afo ny vavahadiny ko andeha isika anangana ny mandany Jerosalema mba tsy ho latsa intsony sika dia nambarako azy ary ny tanana dia nambarako azy ny tanan'Andriamanitra izay nahasoa ahy ary ny teniny mpanjaka koa izay nolazainy tamiko ary hoy izy eny aoka ary isika hitsangana ka andrafitra azy ko dia nampahery ny tanany anao izay soa izany izy.
Until the end of 18, yeah. So you see how it ends. They say, let's go do this. Let us rise up and build. So he said, he took them on a journey with him. He said, look at the problems. Remember, that's what he did in chapter 1. He looked at the problems. But then he had gone to the king and got authorization.
He'd
prayed it through with God.
He'd
checked it out in private. And now he comes to them and he says, now is the time. Now is the time. And they could say, why? He says, because the king has given me his support. Because God is for us. We can do this. We can do this.
vita tsika ty.
Not you must go and fix it.
Tsy hoe akory hoe enao no mandehana dia amboaro io.
Not just go and do that.
Mandehana tonga dia ataovy io.
A boss that says just go and do that.
Ny patron izay miteny mandehana tonga dia ataovy any.
Don't ask any questions, just build this thing.
Aza manontanitany fanontaniana va tonga dia arafety fotsiny ty zavatra ty.
That's not godly leadership.
Tsy fitariana araka an'Andriamanitra izany.
Godly leadership says, do you see the vision?
Fan fitariana araka an'Andriamanitra dia miteny hitanao ve le vision, le fine?
And the people respond, let's do it.
Dia hoy izy ny olona namaly andao fa hanao an'io ary tsika.
That takes careful communication.
Mila fahaizana mifampiresaka tena voatandrina tsara izany.
Even building our marriages and our families, we have to lead like that.
Eny fa na dia mifandrafeta tsika ny fianakaviana ao amin'ny fanambadiantsika ary dia tokony hitarika tahaka an'izany.
My wife comes to me.
Tonga ty amiko mivadiko.
She says, I want to get something. I want to buy something. Maybe it's a luxury item. It's not. It's something special. It's not rice. Something nice. Maybe a new dress or some perfume. And I'm looking at the budget and I'm trying to manage the finances. I could just say, no, you can't buy that. We don't have any money. Why are you even asking? You know we don't have money. I'm just a pastor in Madagascar. I could lead. You could lead like a harsh husband. You could just say, I'm the boss. She will think, I don't appreciate her and I don't appreciate her needs or her wants. If you're tactful in your communication, you have an ability to build a team togetherness. So I could say to her, I'd love for you to have that new dress. I'd love for you to have that nice thing. But right now we can't afford it. But maybe next month. So I'm not saying no. And I'm not saying yes. I'm saying we are together and we can't have that thing yet. I want you to have blessing. But right now we can't do that. So I don't say to my wife, you can't buy that. I say, we can't afford it. And that makes her know it's her money, not just my money. But maybe next month. Which means I want you to have what you want. I'm with you. I'm supporting you. That's skillful communication. But it takes more effort and it takes more empathy. But Nehemiah raised up men who were willing to die to accomplish that vision. So a godly leader communicates the vision. And people take ownership of the vision and they join in the vision. The sixth one is he continues despite opposition. Let's read verse 11 to 14. 11, chapter 4, verse 11 to 14.
Tokafaefatra dia ny andininy fa raika ambe folo ka hatramin'ny faefatra ambe folo. Ary izay nandrafitra ny manda sy ny mpitondra entana izay nanangona ny korotam-bato sy ny tany dia samy niasa tamin'ny tanany anankiray. Ary ny tandefina kosa ny tanany anankiray. Ary ny mpandrafitra rehetra dia samy nanana ny sabany voafehy tamin'ny valahany avy ka dia nandrafitra. Ary ny mpitsoka ny anjomara dia teo anilako. Ary hoy izaho tamin'ny manakaja sy ny mpanapaka ary ny vahoaka sisa, be sady malalaka ny asa ka dia misaratsaraka eny ambonin'ny manda isika ka mifanalavitra. Koa eo amin'izay fitoerana andrenesanareo ny feon'ny anjomara dia mivory ho any aminay ianareo fa andriamanitsika no hiady ho antsika.
Whenever you decide you're going to do something for God,
Reva manapa-kevitra anao hoe anao zavatra ho an'Andriamanitra.
Maybe it's just get your life organized, get your life right.
Angamba mety hoe fotsiny ohatra hoe hoalamiko tsara ny amin'ny fiainako, ataoko araka ny tokony ho izy ny fiainako.
Maybe you say I'm a single person and I'm going to live for God's glory and not for my body.
Mety olona tokateny ianao dia ozy izy ianao hoe za hiaina ho an'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra fa tsy ho an'ny tenako.
Maybe you're a married person and you say, I'm going to invest in my marriage and my family. When you make a resolve in your heart to start to live for God, the devil comes and says, I'm going to kill you for this. I hate what you're trying to do. I'm
going
to smash down everything you try to build. And he comes and he mocks. And he tries to make you afraid. And he sends other people to discourage. And a godly leader says, I will not be afraid. God is for me. God is on my side. And Nehemiah says to them, don't be afraid. Remember the Lord. He's great and awesome. Now fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. You're in that fight. A leader doesn't stop fighting and doesn't call a truce with the devil. He doesn't give up. He said, I'm going to build what God wants me to build. I'm
going
to fight for my family, my sons, my daughters, my home. That whole place belongs to God for His glory. A good leader perseveres. I've got more points, so we'll carry on next week. But I want you to remember these lessons from Nehemiah. What was the first one? Take responsibility. The second one. Have faith in God. The third one. Testimony in the marketplace. The fourth one. Wisdom in who you share with, who you confide in. The fifth one. Communicate well, envision the people around you. Don't drive your family or beat people around you like into doing what you want them to do.
Fa azo ohatrany hoe velesina fotsiny fianakavianao na le olona tarianao anao an'izay zavatra tianao ataony.
Win people over to the vision.
Fa tena hoe baboy mihitsy le olona azo an'le vina ihany koa.
It's all good communication.
Tena fahaizana mifandray mifampiresaka tsara daholo izany.
6:1.
Fa eny.
Continue even when there's opposition.
Mitoiza trany eny fa na dia misy sakasaka anazy.
Because God is awesome. And this fight is worth fighting. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Nehemiah. This guy is an amazing example. Help us to copy him. We want to lead like he leads. Help us to lead to your glory. In how we live our lives in the marketplace and in our families.
And the
vision we have for our lives. May it be to honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Please stay for some tea and coffee.